This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS Newsroom.
And vaping is feeling the heat, as you heard in CBS News at the top of the hour. Users are being told to ditch their devices in a rising tide of mysterious lung ailments. And New York State is taking some steps. Live with the details this morning, here's WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Well, e-cigarettes were supposed to be a safe alternative to smoking, a nicotine fix without the lung damage. Well, 41 people now sick in New York after vaping. Governor Cuomo urges people to put down the e-cigarette while the health department investigates.
To have these illnesses, we've started an investigation to find out what the products are. We'll see what we find out, what the evidence is. It may very well lead, at the conclusion of the investigation, to a call for banning all products. Again, some of the products are approved by the FDA, so we would probably be preempted by the federal law.
Well, the health department is issuing subpoenas to three companies. It is zeroing in on vitamin E acetate as the possible culprit. It's a thickening agent that has turned up in black market vaping liquids, not lawful commercial products. Nevertheless, health warnings will go up in vape shops, and the governor is going to push for legislation to outlaw flavored e-cigarettes, which can entice children. Reporting live, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We'll find out today what the sentence will be for a bullied gay teenager who was convicted of stabbing a classmate to death. Let's go live now to WCBS reporter Marla Diamond. And Marla, there's one official surprising call for leniency.
It is coming from the unlikeliest of places, from City Councilman Ruben Diaz Sr., a Pentecostal minister who came under fire earlier this year for homophobic remarks against city council members. He sent a letter to the judge asking that Abel Cedeno be granted youthful offender status, which would significantly limit his sentence. The New York Post reports Cedeno and his family have sought spiritual guidance from Diaz Sr., who says the teen has shared with him some of the bullying he faced from gang members at a Bronx public high school as an openly gay Puerto Rican teen. In 2017, Cedeno had enough teasing and bullying and stabbed 15-year-old Matthew McCree to death in a classroom and seriously wounded another student. Cedeno faces life in prison when he's sentenced later this morning.
The businesses of Times Square say it's up to the city council to rein in those costumed characters working for tips after another arrest. Here's WCBS reporter Kevin Rincone.
On Sunday, a man dressed in an Elmo costume groped a 14-year-old girl, according to police. They arrested a 54-year-old, Innocente Andrade Pacheco. He denies the allegations. But Tim Tompkins, the president of the Times Square Alliance, says this sort of thing happens all the time.
Elmo tried to touch my breasts. Costume character grabbed my child's hand. I'm a wheelchair user, and a costume character attempted to sit on my lap.
He read off some examples people gave them.
New Yorkers know that this is one of the things that's really unpleasant about being in Times Square.
Tompkins says they did a survey in March and found 3 in 4 New Yorkers say the costume characters are the worst part of Times Square, second only to congestion. He says despite legal changes that created zones for these characters, there's too much ambiguity in the law. He says the city needs to do more to clarify things in order to prevent unwanted touching, sexual or not. Kevin Rincone, WCBS News Radio 880.
9/11's trauma, and tomorrow's the anniversary, was such a shared experience that first responders understood each other's pain and to some extent their own. But as years go by with new people on the force, that understanding is fading. Psychiatrist Dr. Frank Dowling at Stony Brook University counsels the police outreach group PAPA. He spoke with us on Sunday's I'm Listening special.
9/11 itself affected things in many ways. It normalized stress. Many were directly affected by it, but anybody who was on the NYPD certainly knew others who were affected by it. So it normalized stress and getting help. PAPA was
in a good way then.
In a good way, yeah. Yes. And PAPA was more visible because of outreaches that were done at the various sites to let people know we have their backs, Ground Zero, the morgue, the landfill, going to the commands. And for several years, there were 9/11-related grants that allowed us to do extra effort to be even more visible. We fast forward, maybe 5-6 years ago, we reach a point where most of the officers who served on 9/11 are retired, and now it's probably, I'm only guessing, I don't know the data specifically, 10 or 12% were on the job on 9/11. PAPA has been less visible, And some of the problem there is if someone is struggling with depression or anxiety, traumatic stress, an alcohol problem, the worse their symptoms get, the more black and white and negative their thinking is.
Dr. Frank Dowling, part of our mental health special, I Am Listening, which we've posted on our website.
10 NYPD officers have taken their lives this year. Mental health advocates say the department should change its policy so that cops who ask for help are not put on restricted duty. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. The Suicide Lifeline is 800-273-TALK, 800-273-TALK.
And looking at gray skies and just a hint of maybe some sun breaking through here and there, here's our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen.
Well, one of those cases, again, depending upon where you are, you either have a lot of sunshine to start off your day as the sun's coming up, or you have an overcast sky, even a couple raindrops from a few of those clouds. They'll pass on by and we'll reverse it. Some places sun, some places clouds, or a mix, just like the last couple days around here. In terms of those showers, if you're going to run into one, and most of them are just light and sprinkly, but we do have one that is between Glen Rock and Westwood in New Jersey, another one just to the east of Bloomfield, Belleville, and a couple sprinkles down around Bayonne, the upper portions of Staten Island, and moving across the Verrazano into Brooklyn. Clouds mixed with sun otherwise, 74 to 78, fair and mild for tonight. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, warmer, and more humid. And it's summer tomorrow, 84 to 88. Probably feels like it's over 90.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.